from the Packers TV network. Going end zone to end zone with the green and gold every week. This is Packers Live.
And welcome to the show. Lance Allen, the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrivee. And Wayne, Green Bay hoping for run the table 2.0. Instead, they got a virus along the way.
Carolina. You know, that virus was turnovers, Lance. Four turnovers in the ball game. They had no takeaways. And when you do that anywhere, your chances of winning in the NFL are 3% under those circumstances with three turnovers or more in a game. Now, third downs also hurt the Packers, too, both offensively and from a defensive standpoint. The Packers in the second half had just as many fourth down conversions as they had third down conversions. So that gives you an indication of what they were up against.
Struggling to convert those downs. And Christian McCaffrey, the Swiss Army knife, 9 touches on the first drive, Wayne, running the ball, catching screen passes, lining up at wideout, and it all resulted eventually in a touchdown.
Lance, I thought he would be the toughest matchup in the game for the Packers, especially when he got out into the flat like this, receiving the football. But 60 yards, 24 rushing on 5 running attempts, 36 receiving yards on 4 catches in the touchdown. He was really everything that they advertised.
It's almost like they kept him under wraps and then really unveiled him in this game. You know, definitely. All right.
They had the matchups they wanted.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay. Early on, Aaron Rodgers didn't show the signs of rust that he would later show with 3 interceptions. Early on, Wayne, though, good decisions and great zip on the ball.
I thought Mike McCarthy got him off quickly with a couple of short passes, quick rhythm passes, and that was nice to see. And then there's the touchdown pass right there to Davante Adams. In the first half, A-Rod 10-17, 128, 2 touchdowns and an interception.
Not a bad start for him. All right, Packers up 14-10 at the half, but the Panthers deferred to the second half on the coin toss, and it paid off with a touchdown to begin the third quarter. And again, the Green Bay D having problems controlling the tight end, albeit a good one in Greg Olsen.
Very much like the first half start for Carolina. Their first possession, they went the distance. Greg Olsen seemed to be open all day in that second half. And then this is what turned the game. 2 turnovers on consecutive drives in the third quarter by Green Bay. Rodgers underthrowing his receiver on that particular play. I believe Randall Cobb was the guy they were going for. And then this is the illegal hit. Right here on Davante Adams. I don't know how you can...
Yeah, Thomas Davis getting the 2-game suspension, and you have to suspend him, Wayne, for that. But it's unfortunate that in today's NFL that the Packers were without Davante Adams, whereas Thomas Davis, we saw it at the end of the game, continued to make plays. I think they've got to correct that in the offseason.
I think they've really got to correct this thing. If they're really serious about cleaning up the game with these kinds of hits, you suspend the player immediately on a hit like that, and furthermore, you suspend the player for as long as it takes for the guy he hit to come back. And I think that would clean this up in a hurry.
No doubt about it. All right. I don't have enough of an ego to admit, Wayne, that I'm always right. I have very little idea of what is and isn't a catch anymore. So please explain to me what happened here on the Damier Bird TD reception.
Oh, my gosh.
Please.
I mean, yeah.
Help me out. Cheek in, one cheek out. What's going on here?
One cheek in equals 2 cheeks. The old Madden rule.
When you hear on TV, Wayne, the broadcasters talking about cheeks and this and that, isn't just gotten to the point of being ludicrous?
You know, this replay thing is just crazy. You know, it's really gotten out of hand. But, you know, they slow this thing down, you stop it and everything else. You can make a replay to show you anything you want to see. You know what I mean? Including one cheek in and another cheek out.
Oh, man. Damier Bird stinging the Packers. How about that? And the Packers are like zombies, though. You need several shots to kill him. Aaron Rodgers, 3rd TD of the day, kind of got him back in this, Wayne, and you thought, okay, maybe they can somehow, some way sneak this thing out. They're down 7. Marwin Evans, pride of Oak Creek, he recovers an onside kick, and that kind of helped him get going.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the first onside kick of the year executed by the Packers. Mason Crosby did a nice job with it, and Marwin got into that crowd and cackle of players, and he came up with it. I don't know if he had it first or not. He probably did. He's an excellent special teams player.
And then, unfortunately, down 7, Geronimo Allison gets the ball, but his fumble sealed the fate of the Green Bay Packers.
And it's too bad because, again, Rodgers had them on the drive. And with all those things going wrong, all the turnovers, Lance, and everything else, 4 turnovers, you're minus 4 on the turnover table, they're still in that game in the end.
How is that?
But that's Carolina. They will keep you in the game no matter what.
Yeah, and they almost had a chance to tie it up. All right, next up, Larry McCarron is going back to the basics in Chalk Talk. Stay with us on Packers Live.
Packers Live is sponsored by Johnsonville, Mills Fleet Farm, Spectrum, and TIAA.
Welcome back to Packers Live. You know, running the football is often basic meat and potatoes type football. But if you add a dynamic running back like Aaron Jones to a run-blocking unit that's clicking, you'll spice things up in a hurry. Here's Larry McCarron with the Chalk Talk.
With Cam Newton, the Panthers run the read option, the zone read, whatever you want to call it. But you know who had the two longest runs in the Carolina game? Aaron Jones. And he got them the old-fashioned way, by running hard behind good blocking. Let's take a look. Now, this is really basic, fundamental football. The Packers want Corey Linsley and Jahri Evans to be responsible for these two Panthers. And the key man is the defensive lineman. He goes inside, Corey takes him. He goes outside, Evans takes him. And if you'll notice, he goes outside, Evans takes him, and Corey's up on the linebacker. It's called a combination block, and if executed properly, like those guys just did, the defense should never be right. But the crux of the matter on this play is the backside, and you talk about simple. Lane Taylor, one-on-one with that guy. David Bakhtiari, one-on-one with that guy. Just get a helmet on him and drive. And just what Taylor's doing and just what Bakhtiari's doing. And look at this cutback lane for Jones. And he's running hard through it, so Thomas Davis can't catch him. Peppers can't catch him because Bakhtiari was blocking him. And by the time Jones gets done spinning downfield and getting a little more help from his friends, he's gained 23 big yards. Just two plays later. It's like the Packers are running the same play to the other side. This time it's going to be Taylor and Linsley taking care of these two Panthers. And remember earlier when I said, hey, defensive lineman goes inside, Corey's got him? Watch him. Defensive lineman inside, Corey's got him, and Taylor's up on the linebacker. The backside, not as clean as the play we previously looked at, but Jason Spriggs is getting a piece of the defensive lineman. Jahri Evans is going to get a piece of Luke Kuechly, and it's enough because Jones is running hard, and now he's by Brian Cox, getting some help from Richard Rodgers downfield, and this time he gained 20 big yards. Hard running behind good blocking never goes out of style, and neither do young players like Aaron Jones.
Chances are this might have knocked you out of the playoff chase, not mathematically, but maybe realistically. So how does that hit you?
I'm just going to go to work and keep fighting every day. The season's not over for me, and the rest of the guys are going to see us keep fighting.
So, Wayne, I guess the follow-up question is, why didn't they run the ball more?
Well, that 19 carries, 120 yards, that's production on the ground. But a lot of times the Packers are in run-pass option, and the quarterback makes that decision based on the coverage in the front he's looking at. And Aaron Rodgers opted into many more passing plays than running plays under those circumstances.
Good insight. All right, Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year nominee Tom Silverstein of JS Online comes in with the hot topics on the roundtable along with Doug Russell on the Packers Radio Network. No holds barred like a WWE cage match. Roundtable time with JS Online's Tom Silverstein and Doug Russell of the Packers Radio Network. And guys, as we tape this show, the Packers are not completely eliminated from playoff contention, but regardless of the decision about whether to play Aaron Rodgers the rest of the way, it's certain to dominate headlines. Do you play him since he's medically cleared? Only if the playoffs are possible. Doug, we'll start with you, and then we'll kick it over to Tom.
Only if the playoffs are possible. The moment that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are eliminated from playoff contention, that's when it ends for Aaron. You have to think big picture here. The window isn't going to be open forever for his career. You've got to maximize the opportunities that you have with him. And if that means shutting him down for the rest of what has been, unfortunately, a lost season for the Packers because there's no playoffs, you absolutely do that. No questions asked.
Tom, do you agree with that take?
Yeah, I do. The only caveat I have that maybe where it could benefit them is if they want to look at some of the young receivers a little bit, play Trevor Davis a little bit more, play Michael Clark, you know, and Geronimo Allison, you might want Rodgers in there so you get a real feel for what you're actually going to do with those guys. But I don't think the risk is worth it. I think you play Brad Hundley. And if I'm McCarthy, I want to look at Joe Callahan, too. I really do. I mean, you know, the NFL's going to frown upon you just cashing it in.
I think Wade Larrabee might frown upon it, too.
So you're adding two preseason games to the regular season. By the way, Lance, you just blew it.
Uh-oh.
This is Packers Live. There's no tape here. There's no
tape here.
But pay no attention to that man behind the screen.
Yeah, that's right. It's like the Wizard of Oz. But you feel strongly that he should play.
I think he should play. If he's healthy, he should play, yes.
But he's not healthy, is he?
Yeah, he's healthy enough to go out there.
Medically cleared and healthy are two different things.
No, Aaron Rodgers told me, Mike McCarthy told me, they wouldn't go out there unless he was ready to play.
Did he look 100% to you?
He looked fine to me. Physically,
he looked 100% to me.
He underthrew two receivers, mm-hmm. okay? That arm strength? Do you know? I don't know. I think it's timing. I don't think it's arm strength at all. No.
I think that it's just the wiser thing to do to shut him down for the rest of the season.
What are you saving him for? Next season, playoffs.
The year after that, and the year after that.
You got a whole offseason to rehabilitate, for God's sake.
You guys are making this fun. I'm looking forward to this next topic. All right.
That's ridiculous.
All right, here we go.
Play him.
Big play in the game. Devontae Adams took the blindside shot from Thomas Davis. Second huge hit he's taken this year. Third concussion in just a little more than a year. Are you guys worried for Adams moving forward, dicey being a contract year?
Mm. Definitely. There's no question. I mean, you can't take three concussions in the span of 14 months and then two in the same season and not be worried about the young man. We've seen what has happened to other NFL players and college players and, for that matter, high school players that have sustained concussions, and it doesn't bode well for them. I feel terrible for him that it's a contract year. That's awful for him, but... Boy, the NFL's got to wrap their arms around this and try to prevent this better than what they've been doing, because they haven't been doing a very good job of it.
Tom, what's your concern level? And the other thing is that Wayne and I kind of kicked around before is, you know, it's unfortunate. And something's got to change in the offseason where Devontae Adams is out for the game. Thomas Davis is still making plays all the way through the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
It might be time for a targeting rule to be enforced. But, you know, someone made this point. I can't remember who it is, but people will go through all this debate now, and this is terrible. We got to change it. And then by the off season, it all dies down, and they get to the competition committee meetings, and everyone's like, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
So
why is that, though?
Well, it's because you're distant from the game, Doug. I guess it would just be like, okay, you don't we're fired up about it now because it's just a short amount of time from when it happened. But the more you get distant away from something, you tend to.
But then, how does any rule ever get changed?
Well, that's true. But that's why people react.
The problem with concussions is you don't see it until it's 20 years down the road, 15 years down the road.
But aren't we there now with so many players that have sustained those concussions?
We are, but we even have players who aren't really, you know, really absorbing the rules and the ramifications. You know, Tom Davis could have hurt himself, too. Yeah. You know, and he probably did. You know, for all
Ryan
we
Shazier,
know.
On that hit, that obviously he's now a saint in Pittsburgh. He led with his helmet,
yes,
Tom.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, the players have to understand, if you lead with your helmet, you could hurt yourself just as much as you could hurt the other guy.
Yeah. One thing I'll say about Adams, and I don't know, I'm not a neurologist or anything like that, but two of his concussions have come from, you know, very direct hits. When someone like Sam Shields had his, it was often like incidental contact.
Right.
It was not big direct hits, and they just kept happening with Adams. So that may be the one thing that Adams has going for him, is that he's not showing the signs of every time he gets hit, you know, he suffers a concussion. These have been two major hits,
no
and he's rebounded from them quickly.
Yes, he has. All right, Greg Olsen had a monster day. Often he was wide open. I know there have been plenty of guys rotated into that backfield, but has it been a far too common sight this year for the tight end and certain guys just running wild?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened certainly over the course of the season. I think a lot of it has to do with injuries. I mean, the Packers' defensive secondary over the last couple of years has been decimated, as we all know. Have we seen it a little bit too much this year? Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's one of those things that whether it's schematically or whether it's personnel or whether it's just a matter of getting healthy bodies out there, it has to be addressed.
Tom, what do they have to do to cover the tight end?
I've been talking about this for weeks, but how do you play your nickel and dime defense with two cornerbacks? You have two cornerbacks on the field.
Yeah.
It's impossible. How how did they expect to get by with two safeties as their slot corners? It's just not feasible. And they never did anything. You know, they knew Kevin King had the shoulder. They've known that all along. He had a problem in training camp with it. Quinton Rollins had been injury prone. We knew Devon House was injury prone. Yeah. And yet, as those injuries occurred, they never did anything to bolster the corner position.
And it's definitely come back to bite them. All right, thanks to Tom and Doug for joining us. Stay tuned for Packers Extra, the cold reality of the Packers possibly not making the postseason for a ninth straight year. Straight ahead.
Packers Live is sponsored by Menards, UW Health, and Toyota.
Welcome back to Packers Live. The Packers made the playoffs for eight straight years, quite a run, but as we tape this, a ninth year in a row looks to be a long shot. And the cold truth of the NFL is that it's hard to make the postseason that many times. Here's the locker room's take on Packers Extra.
Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
We just got to keep rolling. I mean, the only thing you can do at this point is get better at your craft, work your craft, and fight out there for your guys.
I haven't gotten there yet, so you know, as a football player, I think everyone's week by week, and that's how we're programmed. I think that's how we live our life pretty much. We still got two games to go out and do our job, and that's play football and hopefully get two wins.
All right, Wayne, so it will be kind of interesting if the Packers are truly out of it. Mm-hmm. How do they play out the string and what do they do?
Well, you know, and the other thing is I think it's a coaching challenge as well because you've got guys who've been to the playoffs every year for the last 8 years and now they're not going and they know they're not going. They have two games to play. I understand the professionalism and everything about that, but it's human nature. I mean, they're disappointed. There's no doubt about that if they don't get a chance to go
it's
to the playoffs.
Kind of like your bubble is burst and, you know, there's always something riding on that last game. Like last year, New Year's Day, it was Packers-Lions basically like a playoff game. Win and you're in, lose and you're out, and now this year just doesn't look like it's going to be the same.
No, it doesn't look like it's going to be the same depending on what happens, and a lot of things have to happen for that game to matter.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, up next, our final segment. Pains me to say it, Wayne, but the division champs, the Minnesota Vikings, are headed to Lambeau Field. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's the NFC North champion Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field this Saturday. And Wayne, we've been talking about this Minnesota defense for years, and it has delivered this season. But nobody would have guessed that they could ride Case Keenum, of all people, to one of the top seeds in the NFC playoffs. How far do you think they can go with Keenum?
Well, I think, you know, their offense, Lance, is the reason why they're where they are right now. And Keenum has done an outstanding job. Now, you have to understand, he's their third-string quarterback.
Unreal.
You know, Bradford started the season with a monster game against New Orleans in the opener. And then, obviously, because he's Sam Bradford, he got injured right away. Of course he does. That's what he does. Obviously, they brought back Teddy Bridgewater late, but he hasn't really played any significant snaps since he went down with that knee injury in practice, non-contact drill. Anybody can get injured at any time. But the offense, to me, has really come along nicely. And even with the loss of a guy who might have been the best rookie running back in the league,
Dalvin Cook
went down with a knee injury earlier this season. They had picked up Latavius Murray more for insurance, and he is the former Raider has filled in very nicely. So they've got a good ball club, and they've got a really good offense overall. Their offensive line has taken on some hits injury-wise, and of late, they're not quite as good as they were earlier.
Still a lot of weapons. Okay, as of right now, we don't know if Aaron Rodgers will play since the quarterback is a big movie buff like the film Tombstone. Would you like to see him face Anthony Barr and get a measure of redemption or revenge, Wayne?
I would. I've made that clear. I would love to see it. I don't think we're going to see it, but I'd love to see that. Wouldn't that be poetic justice? But as you know, Lance, the NFL is not about poetic justice. It's about reality.
Absolutely. For Wayne Larrivee, I'm Lance Allen. See you next week on Packers Live.